tarmac strandings remain a significant threat. A California sheriff now has a CTLE on duty. And the U.S. Marines have faith the F-35B will survive the bean counters. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, December 2nd, 2011. FlyersRights.org has surveyed large and medium airline hub airports in the U.S. to find out how many are prepared to handle flights which are diverted. So far, it looks as though travelers, especially on international flights, remain at risk of long periods sitting on the tarmac, despite the new DOT stranding rules. FlyersRights founder Kate Hanai says at least half of all airports have not implemented any contingency plans for the management of passengers diverted to their facilities. She adds that many still say it is not their responsibility to have a plan, but is solely the responsibility of the airlines. Hanai says airports need to be given discretion and responsibility to take on this issue. Quote, "We are working with the Department of Transportation, the Transportation Security Administration, industry stakeholders, and others to safely and efficiently close this loophole as soon as possible," unquote. FlyersRights says the full results of the airline and airport readiness study will be released to the media by December 30th. California's Tulare County features lots of agriculture and recreational opportunities, but the sheriff now has a big city asset available, a surveillance aircraft. The department has leveraged over $20,000 in seized drug money to get a federal grant for about 10 times that amount, and has used the money to buy its own flight design CTLE, the law enforcement variant of the popular LSA. The Fresno Bee reports that Captain Dave Williams introduced the plane Tuesday to law enforcement and fire department officials from around the country, who have been invited to call on its assistance at any time. Noting the economy of the Rotax-powered aircraft, he commented, quote, "Instead of $500 an hour to fly, it's more like $35 an hour. It will do 95% of what a helicopter can do at one-tenth the cost," unquote. Low and slow missions to spot and track criminals also benefit from a wing-mounted infrared camera and a spotlight with a range of 1 mile. One common expected mission is watching for thieves stealing water pumps from farms to salvage the copper. The plane entered service in August and is credited with helping find a suspect hiding in an orange grove at night. Officials of the U.S. Marine Corps, as they did with the Osprey program, are staunchly defending their new F-35B Joint Strike Fighters against program critics. It's being widely reported that a probationary status imposed in January by former Defense Secretary Robert Gates will be relaxed soon, as issues with the plane have been addressed. Reuters reports General Joseph Dunford, Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps, told an investment conference on Wednesday he's bullish on the aircraft and says the fighter met 98% of its test points this year. Regarding its future, he said the F-35 is, quote, "no longer in the crosshairs," unquote. The F-35 program is a big, conspicuous target for would-be federal budget cutters. The Defense Department will be expected to cut over $450 billion from its budget over the next 10 years. The dissatisfaction with delays and cost overruns has made the F-35 a tempting opportunity. Dunford says the short takeoff and vertical landing capabilities of the F-35B will allow it to operate from short runways and twice as many U.S. warships as predecessors, and that the Marines would rather downsize their force than go to battle without the proper equipment. Ball Aerospace and Technologies Corporation says it is one of five companies that will develop mission concepts for demonstrating solar electric propulsion in space, important for NASA's future deep space human exploration missions. The five companies were each awarded study contracts up to $600,000 each. Ball will work with NASA to define a mission concept that will demonstrate the solar electric propulsion technologies, capabilities, and infrastructure required for sustainable, affordable human presence in space. The company says the efficiency of solar electric power-based propulsion can deliver the large amounts of logistics support equipment required for deep space human exploration within an executable launch infrastructure. Still ahead, Boeing and the IAM make a surprise announcement. Engineers at United and Continental reject union representation. And an astronaut's old diary brings big bucks at auction. You're listening to Arrow News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, December 2nd. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing says it's pleased to have reached a tentative agreement with the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers for a four-year contract extension that reflects a new era of working together between the company and its IAM-represented employees. The deal must be ratified by IAM members in Washington, Oregon, and Kansas. Boeing says it would provide significant economic gains for workers, demonstrates Boeing's long-term commitment to airplane production in the Puget Sound region, and joins the union and company in a new relationship with common goals and objectives. Of major importance to the union and residents of Washington State, Boeing has also committed to building the 737 MAX in Renton, Washington, pending approval of the early contract extension. Boeing Commercial Airplanes CEO Jim Albaugh says, quote, "If our employees ratify a new agreement, building the 737 MAX in Renton will secure a long and prosperous future there, as well as at other sites in the Puget Sound area and in Portland, Oregon, where 737 parts are built," unquote. The deal gives Boeing at least 4 years of strike-free breathing room, and part of the deal reportedly would entail having the union seek the consent of the NLRB to dismiss the complaint the IAM filed regarding the new South Carolina plant. United Airlines and Continental Airlines professional engineers and related employees have rejected representation by the International Federation of Professional and Technical Engineers. Kent Burt, United's VP of Technical Services, commented, quote, "We are pleased that our coworkers recognized the value of our direct working relationship. Working together, we have a promising future, and we will now take steps to implement pay adjustments stalled by the representation and election issues," unquote. The IFPTE filed a representation application with the National Mediation Board on June 30th. There were 346 engineers and related employees eligible to participate in the election. AMR's Chapter 11 filing has Boeing officials concerned about an order placed by American Airlines for 100 new 737 MAXs. Airbus is about a year ahead of Boeing in the development of a more fuel-efficient version of its workhorse single-aisle airliner. Reuters reports the filing may delay confirmation of American's order with Boeing for the re-engined 737. It also leaves Airbus hanging. U.S. bankruptcy law allows the courts to confirm or deny contracts that commit a company's financial resources during an 18-month breathing space that Chapter 11 provides, but courts often will not greenlight significant new spending before a full reorganization plan is completed. Exceptions are possible, and both the 737 MAX and A320neo are key to helping American reduce operating costs, but the purchase contract still may not stand. The handwritten notes of Apollo 13 Commander James Lovell, including the calculations which led to the safe return of the spacecraft to Earth, have brought $388,375 at auction. Lovell tells Reuters, quote, "I was cleaning out some old stuff on a bookcase and found it. My kids took all they wanted, and I donated a lot of my collection to museums. I decided to put this up for auction so that someone who's really interested in this piece of history can enjoy it," unquote. The hand calculations contained in the notes may be an oddity to young people today, who have more computational power in their mobile phones than was carried on the Apollo 13 mission in 1970. Lovell recalls, quote, "I didn't even have a calculator to do the arithmetic. I had to ask the people in Houston to double-check my numbers," unquote. Reuters reports other space memorabilia sold on Wednesday included an American flag from the Apollo 11 mission in 1969, which brought $33,460, and an overall training jacket worn by retired astronaut John Young, which fetched $17,925. And finally today, if you need to find a holiday gift for a pilot this season, Build-A-Plane hopes you'll consider making your gift dollars do double duty. The nonprofit organization, which helps teachers teach science, technology, engineering, and math by building real airplanes, has opened its auction just in time for the holidays. Auction donors include Garmin, Iridium, Honeywell, AOPA, JPI, Aircraft Spruce, EAA, NBAA, Lightspeed, and many others. New items will be continually added to Build-A-Plane's special eBay auction site throughout the holiday season. Proceeds support Build-A-Plane's aviation education activities across the United States. Build-A-Plane is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that solicits aircraft donations, then redirects those airplanes to high schools and youth groups across the country at no charge. Get more information by calling Build-A-Plane at 804-843-3321. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.